Welcome to Only We Matter podcast.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Brandon. And
Only We Matter. So grab your Java juice and let's dig in.
We've had a pretty intriguing time over the past few sessions, though. I think so anyway, of having a conversation on this theme of only we matter, of this generational gaps, these cracks in the generation that we are finding value in, that we're finding helpful actually to have conversations about. And this, now we're going to journey in some more and talk about a few more in the next coming sessions here.
I'm looking forward to journeying together with you and discovering a few more little tidbits that we have learned and have grown from, as well as hopefully some of our listeners too.
I'm excited for the topics that we have coming up. Whether we get to them all or not, who knows, but we'll just see what comes up. That's the best thing about this is it's just all conversation.
Yeah. And if you have any comments, just find us on Facebook at Only We Matter Podcast or Instagram at Only We Matter. So, Brandon, let's jump right in. Let's talk about present versus future. And does the past really matter?
Awesome.
So my question is, I saw it on a T-shirt when I was walking around. And I saw this and I was like, hey, that guy's got this T-shirt that says present versus future. And that was it. And I was like, so is he living in the present? Is he looking forward to the future? What about the past? Doesn't the past influence our present and our future? And how does that all mix? And what kind of a statement was that? I should have asked him. Like, what was I thinking? I should have just stopped the guy.
Should have seen if it was apocalyptic or not or something like that.
That could have been really funny if he had said yes.
Could have been a great conversation, actually, yeah. How old was this guy?
Oh, he was like mid-20s. Okay. Mid-20s for sure.
So somewhere around
so
my age.
So definitely like, yep, somewhere around your age. Yep, for sure. He was a millennial.
So are we assuming that he's asking the question of, like, what are you living in, present or future?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it can go both ways. He's stating, I'm living in the present versus the future, he's asking the question.
Right.
Are you in the present? Do you care about the present versus the future? What are you living for?
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say for him and then for a lot of our generation, that's a statement of like, you know, we want to live in the present and probably don't think about the future as much as we probably should.
As I'm listening and thinking about it a bit more, we just had conversations. I just had conversations with people in my demographic that are all talking about the future. They're talking about retirement. They're talking about having fun. They're talking about how much money do they need when they retire? How many more hours do they have to put in at their job? Is their job going to be secure so that they can retire in the next 20 years? Yeah. And is it, you know, I think what really caught my attention was that they weren't talking about what can we do now to sustain our present living so that we're actually living in the moment, living in the present, but still keeping our eye on the ball for the future. It was all about, I can hardly wait till we hit 65 or 70 now with our government.
Yeah.
To take off and we're going to have fun and we're going to travel. But I'm like, but when you're 70, like your body is not like you're 50 or 45 anymore. And so why not put some of that time and energy and money towards making some of those memories now? I don't mean throw it all into one basket and just live off the hog and hope there's money in the end. But definitely, like, can't we have both? Mm-hmm. And have we learned nothing from those that have gone on before us?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Especially a generation even before what we both know, who were just trying to survive at one point, right? Just trying to get through to the next day. And maybe that was, they were so focused on the present so that they couldn't plan for the future. So then this time of wealth came. So then they thought, well, we can actually plan for the future and plan for a great retirement when I can relax, do the things I want to do. But like you said, you know, bodies aren't the same. There's a guy that I talk with regularly who has about 5 or 6 pensions coming in from different jobs he's had throughout his life. And he's a fairly old gentleman now. But he doesn't do anything, right? He really doesn't do anything with it. He either hangs on to it or sometimes he buys used cars. But even that is not going to cost him what he's bringing in for with 5 pensions. And it's kind of funny now. He's going to be sitting on it. And he asked me one day, he actually did come to me though and say, "Hey, is this a good charity that I could leave my money to?" Which was, I thought was quite a funny thing for him to ask. But
So he's already thinking of death.
Oh, yeah, this guy's definitely, he's pondered death a lot.
Okay, so like when he ponders death, does he think about... When I think about death, I think about what is the eternal place.
Yeah.
It makes me think you come in with nothing, you're leaving with nothing. So then at the end of the day, at the bottom line, it's all about your soul.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And this guy would say that. He actually does say it. You can't take it with you when you die. And that was why he came to me. That's why he came to me and said, you know, who can I give this to? My family doesn't need it. Like his kids don't need it. They're fine. They're well off. And he thinks they'll just argue about it anyway if he tries to give it to them. So you just, you know, give it to charity. And that's what he's like, yeah, I can't take it with me, so I'll give it away.
So isn't that sad? You work all these years and you save up and we're supposed to be giving, you know, we're supposed to be looking after our children's children, if you look at the Bible for direction, as some of us do, and guidelines and a plumb line, right? So he's worked all his life. He's been in the present for most of it. Now he's looking at the future.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? I don't want my kids to argue anymore, so I'm just going to give it all to charity. Mm-hmm. So what does that say? Is it just us that matter then? Then it comes down, it makes me think, yeah, you're right. It's only we matter. Only we matter.
Yeah.
I'm curious, like, what your generation would be thinking about this.
Yeah, I think, so for me, heading towards 30 and having 2 girls, I've stepped into the world of RESPs and what that looks like for my girls. So that, you know, looking ahead for them in particular and their education when it comes time for them to go to college, since that's like the most expensive thing and the debt from it is incredible that students can get, and that even I've gone through that has weighed me down so much. So I'm like, oh, I don't want that. I don't want that for my girls going forward. And so planning ahead for that. But one of the things we haven't done that we keep talking about is, oh, we should do a will. We should get a will made up and make sure we're planning ahead in case. But I think we've said that for many years now, and we just need to do it, you know? So it's funny. We think about some things, maybe the things that have impacted us in the past, but not fully about the future yet, especially that far down the road, or might not be far, right? death is no respecter of persons, that's for sure. But
yeah, that's kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know. I think my generation is right now is coming to that. I mean, a lot of people get married later, closer to in that 30 range. And then so they have kids later. And so I think maybe that's a trigger for thinking about the future is marriage and kids. Then you're like, oh, I guess I should start thinking about my future. Of course, there's outliers that are always thinking about their future. But I think a bunch of us, once we hit that marriage children thing, we're like, okay, I need to start thinking about the future a bit here.
Right. Yeah, I just find that really interesting. So then is there anything? Is there a present versus future? Yeah, I think there is. Is it only we matter? No, I think once you cross the threshold of marriage, and not just marriage, but start having kids, then I think, yeah, you start thinking about the future more. And maybe the past comes into play because you just don't want to do what your parents did.
Yeah, or you loved what your parents did, and you're like, oh, I really want to do that going forward.
Right.
But either way, either the negative or the positive, I think does impact. The past does, whether we, at least our immediate past.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, I agree.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
You've been with Brandon and Jack on Only We Matter. Your Java juice has got to be close to being done, and so are we.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. And on that note, we're out of here. You can find us at Instagram, Only We Matter, and on Facebook, Only We Matter Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us here on iTunes.
So go out and make a great day and strengthen your crack.
See you later.